Who is God? I addressed that on a series some time ago. Let me bring back one part of that series. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Same man who brought us so many hits from the albums In His Presence. I love diversity, don't you? Gospel jazz with an African flavor. Who is God? The Pharaoh wanted to know that. Wanted to know who the Lord is when Moses told him that the Lord has sent him to tell him to let his people go so that the Lord's people could be free to worship him. I mean, think about it. Pharaoh and all the people of Egypt, the Egyptians were worshiping their many, many gods. Many gods, too. God, the one true living God, wanted his people to be free to worship him. That is about relationship. And I know that a lot of people get that. Yes, regardless of what kind of God they worship, they understand it's about relationship. And there are people who worship all kinds of gods, and they're intimate with their gods. There are people who will get up or stay up into the wee hours of the morning, putting out their candles. I mean, going through all kinds of elaborate procedures in order to connect with their gods. Intimate. They're putting out quite a bit of energy, spending time making sure that making sure they really connect with their gods. I want to ask you something. Does it make a difference what kind of relationship a person has with his or her God? Is everything cool as long as they're getting from their God essentially what they want from their God? And they can at least say that they're giving something back to their gods. No matter what it is that they're giving something to their gods. How about this? The persons you know, the people you know who you consider important in your life, whether we're talking about spouses, children, same members of the congregation and the worship center, and you all are really, really close. What is it about that relationship that makes it special to you. I'm talking about the ones who you're really close to. Remember now, I said people who are really, really important to you. I'm not talking about people who you see every now and then. And, you know, you see them there every now and then. And if there are long stretches of time in between those points where you see each other again, you're perfectly okay with that, because a lot of those people just don't mean a lot to you. They're just not important to you. But if it was someone who was important to you, someone who is important to you, and long stretches of time go by before you get a chance to see them, that means something to you, doesn't it? Well, let's just assume that you don't have long stretches of time going by between the points where you see each other. What is it about your relationship that really makes it important, special, something worth noting, something worth holding on to? That's what I want to know. What is it about your relationship? Well, let me ask you this. Again, do you think that it really, really matters what kind of relationship a person has with his or her God? And right now, I'm just talking about gods in general. Does it matter what kind of relationship you have with your spouse? Does it matter what kind of relationship you have with your children? Does it matter what kind of relationship you have with your supervisor, your co-workers? Again, your fellow worshipers, the people who attend the same place of worship that you attend. And let's just start with the leader of the place that you attend. Does it matter what kind of relationship you all have? But, you know, we see them, right? We can hug them. We can feel them hug us. They can feel us hug them. We can hear them when we're talking to them. When they talk to us, we can hear them. When we talk to them, they can hear us. We can't feel God. I mean, I know who y'all say he loves us, but I never feel him hug me. I know you all say he loves us, but I never hear him tell me he loves me. And that's why it can be kind of tricky, right? We can't connect with God physically in the same way that we can connect with other humans physically. So does that mean we still cannot have an intimate relationship with God? Does it even matter? I want to ask that again. Does it matter what kind of relationship we have with God? You know, with some people, with a lot of people, we really don't care what we give to them. As long as we're receiving from them, whenever we want something from them, we could care less if we give back to them. We're not concerned about reciprocating. We're not concerned about being in a giving and receiving relationship with a lot of people. We just want to be in a receiving relationship with a lot of people. Some of us do a little bit better than that. We want to make sure that for whatever reason, whether it's because, you know, we just figure it's a way to keep stuff coming back to us, we make sure that we do give to some of the folks we receive from. Sometimes we don't have any ulterior motives. We just genuinely love the person. We genuinely appreciate the person. We truly admire the person. We truly like being around that person. And when we're giving, we're really not thinking about receiving in return. We just want to be giving to that person because that person means so much to us. It's interesting that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, the only son who came directly from him. Now you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Many of us are truly God's children. Starting with the Lord Jesus, many of us are truly God's children. Not all of us are. Those who do the will of the Father are the brothers, the sisters, and the mothers of Jesus, and therefore children of the Father. We have this relationship, and there are just times when we think about, wow, giving and receiving. Okay, I don't feel God the way I feel some of the people I hug. I don't feel God the way I feel a kiss from my spouse. I don't hear God's voice the way I hear the voice of other people, of people, humans on this earth who, you know, mean something to me. But has God given anything to me? He has. And not only that, but he has given for you. For God so loved the world, John 3:16 says, that he gave his only begotten son. We're here on this earth, and the beauty of it is God arranged things so that man and woman come together, and preferably husband and wife come together sexually. The husband impregnates the wife, and typically, you know, 9 months later, roughly 9 months later, a child comes out from the mother. That is such a special, special thing. This husband and wife couple became one. And together as one, they reproduced another child. The husband planting his sperm, the Bible often calls it seed, inside the woman. The man's sperm combining with the woman's egg so that they reproduced, came together, that sperm fertilizing that egg, reproducing another human being, a child. And that child grows and develops inside the woman. And again, typically, 9 months later, the baby comes out from the mother. That whole process is just so beautiful. The two becoming one, reproducing, child growing, developing, child coming out. But with God and Jesus, it was even more intimate than that. More intimate than the baby having been planted inside and having been developed inside the mother, having been conceived inside the mother when the sperm and the egg came together to produce a very, very, very young baby, a fetus, that eventually grew to become a full-grown baby. I shouldn't say full-grown baby, a fully developed baby who eventually was old enough to be birthed into the world. With the Lord Jesus, it was different. With God the Father and his son Jesus, it was very different. With God the Father and God the Son, I should say it that way, it was very different. Because no one came together with God the Father to reproduce who became God the Son. No one reproduced who became God the Son. From himself, God the Father sends out from himself, from his very being, God the Son. With God the Son being exactly like his Father in every way. His only begotten Son. God the Father has many, many children, but only one came directly from God as God. The rest of us are not gods, and we never will be. I've talked about that before. I want us to get to the point where we look at what the Bible says we are, kings and priests. Because again, before, I shared this with you before, very briefly, the Bible does talk about the people being gods with a little g. And if you will study that carefully, study it with integrity, with your mind made up that you are going to truly understand what God was really saying there, you will see that the word gods in that context literally refers to magistrates or judges, people who have been put in position to try cases where someone has brought a lawsuit against someone else, someone is having a legal issue, and the judges are being required to hear the cases and decide how the cases are going to be resolved, how they're going to be handled. And that's why in that same chapter, you read about God reproving the judges because they were corrupt and would not handle their responsibilities with integrity. God has not made us judges. He has made us kings and priests. Now, can we be happy with that? Not be like our first mother, Eve, who had been given so much. And then after listening to Satan, she decided God had not given her enough. So she ate the forbidden fruit so that she could gain wisdom. And she'd already been created with wisdom, so that she could be able to experience pleasure with her flesh. She had already been able to experience pleasure with her flesh. Can you imagine how wonderful, how tremendous sex must have been between the man Adam and his wife Eve when they were having sex with nothing but pure hearts? I mean, nothing but purity in their hearts, purity in their bodies. Both of them fully functioning as God created humans to function, with nothing in the way of their full function, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And she had to eat this forbidden fruit in order to please her flesh. Let's not be like that. Satan has been playing that trick on a lot of folks for many, many centuries. Let's not get into this thing where we've got to be gods. Since God did not make us gods, let's be very happy about what he has made us, kings and priests. I'm going to talk with you more about the relationship. And again, the question is, who is God?